This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a great day.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you to everyone for listening.
I got some closing remarks. This is something that I had to come to terms to. I think I've been sharing with you all. I was just been going through something over the past couple of weeks, and I found myself not taking my own advice. And I forgot to look at my track record because I'm human, you know. I forgot to think of all God has brought me through. My wife reminded me, she said, Steve, let me ask you something. Has God ever been too late? And wow, he ain't. God ain't ever showed up late. That's crazy, man. But I'm grateful I got somebody in my life that reminds me of stuff. But I was going through some other things too and trying to learn, remember to trust in his timing. But as I was going through it, I learned something too. And, you know, I've been criticized publicly. And, you know, because of my stature in life. And nobody likes it. But you know what I've learned of late, and I want to share it with you? I learned it for myself. I heard somebody say a form of it, but I kind of changed it around. And so I'm going to give you something that I want everybody to focus on, because everybody has to know this information. At one point in time, if it's not happening to you now, it has happened to you in your past, and it will happen to you again. But you know what I really learned? Stop taking criticism from people you don't take advice from. Stop taking criticism from people you don't take advice from. Man, this hit me like a sledgehammer. Why am I allowing you to criticize me when you ain't even nobody I would take advice from? Slow your roll, y'all. Pull this thing in perspective. Listen to me. I was being criticized publicly. Do you know, and the person that was criticizing me, you know what I had to realize? And I want you all to take this message, because you can apply this to whoever you are. It ain't got nothing to do with fame, money, none of that. It got to do with life situations and them critical haters that come at you. I had to ask myself, I had to realize about this man, you are not who I want to be. You're not. You have nothing I want. You don't. You've done nothing I admire. Nothing. I really got technical. You ain't even accomplished nothing that I've accomplished. You've done nothing that I've done. But you're steady criticizing me. And honestly, you're really not even in my league. And guess what? You really don't know me. I'm done with it. And I want you to think about that. Stop taking criticism from people you don't take advice from. Because if you think about it, oftentimes the person that's criticizing you, you know what really makes you look upside their head? Like you saying to yourself, you got the nerve. Who are you? You ain't nothing I'm aspiring to be. You've done nothing I admire. You have nothing I want. You don't really know me. Man, it's just crazy, man. And y'all, I just want you all to accept what I'm saying to you, because it can be so helpful. Stop taking criticism from people you don't take advice from. And, you know, I really know who I would take advice from, and it's very few people. But to allow someone who don't even know you, who ain't got your cell number, who you don't even aspire to be, you don't even admire them. There's nothing about them you admire. They don't even have anything you want. But you taking criticism from them, but you drinking it though, and you wearing it, and you letting it affect you. But this is the same person you would not take advice from. That don't make no sense. I am so done with that. I am so, you know, and I've been done with it, but I just didn't know how to verbalize it. But when I found this way to verbalize it, I said, man, I just want to share it with people. Stop taking criticism from people you don't take advice from. If you don't have nothing you can advise me on, you ain't even in the position in your life I want to be in. Most of you are really far better off and further ahead than most people that are criticizing you. If you technically think about it, for real, the people who are the loudest in your life, that's giving you the most drama, is only because you allow it to. Because guess what? They ain't even really close to you. They ain't even in your same league. You know, I'm not really good at quoting rap because I'm not a big hip-hop head at all, and I'll admit that. So I know I'm going to misquote this, but I kind of heard Jay-Z say something one time that kind of made me laugh because it made me smile. He said, I don't know why you talking to me. We in two different leagues. We shooting at two different baskets. As a matter of fact, me and you pay two different taxes. So why I'm sitting up in here having an argument with you? You ain't even in my same league. Bro, we shooting at two different baskets. Listen, y'all, stop taking criticism from people you wouldn't take advice from. Go live your life. That was really golden. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.